Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heidi has been telling us in her news about a new flavor of ice cream. And I guess this is going on in Ecuador, wherever that is, South America. But they are selling guinea pig flavored ice cream. And I did a little research into this. Mm-hmm. One of the actual ingredients in the guinea pig flavor ice cream is actual guinea pig meat. So they're not just flavoring it. They're mm-hmm. including the guinea pig meat in the ice cream.
They probably have guinea pig farms out there. And it's kind of like, you know, it's GFC. GFG.
What's that?
What is it? No, never mind. I was thinking about Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kentucky Fried Guinea Pig.
Okay.
Yeah, quit thinking.
It'd be Ecuadorian Fried Guinea.
There you go.
Okay.
EFG.
Okay.
You sound like someone is trying to learn their alphabet when they're four and they're not doing too well. Okay, so that's a weird flavor, in my opinion, not just for the ice cream, but also I don't think I would want to eat guinea pig. And maybe that's partly because I had one as a pet when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
But thinking back on that, it wasn't much of a pet. I mean, it didn't really do anything. It didn't come when you called it. It didn't make mm-hmm. a lot of noise. It basically just lived in a cage and ate these little brown pellets that looked a lot like its poop. And you didn't really get a lot of joy. A guinea pig was about the lowest ranking pet you could have, even below a hamster, I think. Because at least a hamster moves around a lot.
Yeah, you do a little circle thing. You do a little wheel.
But the guinea pig's fluffy and they're a little bit bigger.
You know, a stuffed guinea pig would be just about as fun as a live one. I mean, there's not a lot of difference. At least not in ours. Maybe there's guinea pigs with more personality. Maybe my parents had a dead one and I didn't know it, but ours wasn't much personality.
Well, you just hold them. I'm like, it's like a chinchilla or... I mean,
no, chinchillas are actually kind of cool. You got to give them the things and all their teeth down with, and they, they're cool.
You do the same thing with guinea pigs. They have to gnaw their teeth down as well.
That's why we called ours Bucky.
I think a pet, if you can't call it and it comes, it's not really, I mean, it's
what kind of fun pet? Snake people and the fish people are going to be on
and
you
the reptiles
today.
And the gerbils and the fish.
But that's
and
your opinion.
It's okay. You can have that. To me, it's not a pet. I want a pet that's going to come to me when I call.
Well, then that just includes cats for you. Well,
no, cats will come. My neighbors has a
some
cat.
Some do, but not all.
Right.
And Tom's, his guinea pig played dead, apparently.
Yeah, really good.
They
really
just played live.
They really just had a stuffed one in a cage just to make you think
he had
a pet.
You look at kids. They love stuffed animals. I mean, that's what a lot of them do.
That's
true. And so you get a guinea pig, it's just, it wiggles a little bit more than a stuffed animal.
That's my point. So, it's a lot more work and not much different than the stuffed version, so why bother?
Well, besides it being a pet to some people, it's food to other people.
That's the weird thing to me is that it's such a small thing, although you said they're bigger in South America, apparently. But I was looking at pictures, too, and when you look at a guinea pig, I don't feel an overwhelming sense of, oh, don't kill that. I'm kind of like, well, it's just a giant rat-looking thing. But
it's
I don't want to eat giant rats either.
I think they're cute, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think they are.
I tell you what, I wouldn't fight over the leg.
No.
Yeah.
Or the wishbone or whatever.
You can have the leg.
Now, is this on a popsicle stick?
No, I don't think so. That would be hard to do. Maybe they use the leg as the popsicle stick.
Where do you shove the stick?
Where do you think? Then dip it in chocolate? Melted chocolate? No.
This is...
I found out about the flavor on it. It's actually salt and peppery. It's got kind of a spicy salt and pepper. They say that in Ecuador, guinea pigs are often served roasted with salt and pepper and potatoes with a sauce that has a peanut base, so like a peanut-based sauce.
So same thing as chicken here. If someone came up with some, like chicken-flavored ice cream.
I would pass on that.
I would, too.
I'd have to try it.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't think I'd... order that.
Okay, I think Kentucky Fried Chicken is the best chicken in the world, but I would not eat Kentucky Fried Chicken ice cream.
Mm-mm.
Okay, you got like Chick-fil-A. They'd have a little.
That's the best chicken sandwich in the world.
Would they have like guinea pigs, like on the, you know, the signs, the billboards?
Eat more pigs.
Yeah, eat more pigs. Get it?
No, I really
okay,
don't.
Okay.
Well, there's bourbon flavored ice cream, and
I would drink that or eat that. Yeah. But guinea pig isn't a very savory sounding flavor to me.
No,
tarantula or
okay, that's one I would like less.
Okay, rattlesnake ice cream.
Crickets,
right?
Yeah.
No.
We've eaten crickets.
Well, we're pretty good at coming up with unsavory ice creams. It's a shame we can't think of something that we can make a lot of money off of.
Or the emoji ice cream that everybody sends.
That is ice cream. A little chocolate swirl.
Yeah, a little chocolate swirl.
I got bad news for both of you.
I send that to friends when I'm like, hey, you want to go to Marble Slab?
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I just send that.
See, I always send it when I want to go to Dairy Queen.
Oh, Marble Slab and Dairy Queen would like for y'all to stop that.
I'm silly for a dilly. It's a dilly bar.
That's what that is. Yeah.
You're crappy for a snappy.
It's a dingle.
Watch out.
Watch out.
I think it's time to move on.
Yeah. Okay, we just
move. Move on. Get it.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.